Yeah, that really changed things.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I think for me it's even more, because I mean, you'd go on, you'd do things, or went into a different direction. But yeah, for me, the fear of doing that again was so great. It's like, I'd rather just do nothing than go through that again.
It was like an absolutely traumatic experience. You've created such a bad song. You know, I think we're just stuck.
That was hard for us to do that. I mean, it's actually impressive that we, you know, had all those parts but yeah, there's just no heart or feeling or reason for doing it, except just, you know, that we had it in our head we were going to do it. I think we just totally lost track of it.
Yeah, maybe some enterprising student of music can listen to that and figure out how many different bridges it has.
Everything's a bridge.
It's like I Like You, though.
Yeah.
It's got like two intros, you know, three interludes, a solo, four bridges, and like one verse.
Yeah.
There's no chorus.
Yeah, we tried so hard. But yeah, that's why it was such a headache. I mean, to do that, like you said, to work 4 days. You know, we worked 4 days, but we finally created the worst song. That's what you had at the end, was the worst song ever.
Well, I'll be really curious to, you know, make it available to other people and see if they agree that it's really the worst song ever.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, it's true. It's true enough to say there's so many things that are really bad out there, but I don't know. I think,
but they're not crafted to the extent that this is. That's the genius of it. Anyone can come up with like a really terrible melody, or have, you know, William Shatner sing something and say that's bad. But it's too easy to actually construct it in such a way where each thing adds to the badness of it.
Right.
Yeah. So there's like levels of badness. I think it's unique in that respect.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's ever tried so hard and failed on so many levels.
But that's the genius of it too. No one could try to make something that hard, because if you try to make it bad on levels, it ends up being there's something good about it or funny.
Right.
The thing that you couldn't recreate is the fact that we tried so hard.
I mean, yeah.
There was no, I don't think you could convince somebody that you were trying to be like Spinal Tap, or that, because there's nothing really satirical in it. So it's, you'd really have to get a situation where talented people tried so hard to do something good and really create something so bad. That's rare.
Right. That's it.
So, you know, all these people out there can say, okay, well, we're going to try to do it, but you can't try to do it. You got to really try to create something great.
You have to be really talented and then really suck.
Yeah, exactly. You have to have some kind of a gift and just, you know.
And then ruin it.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, I guess this happens sometimes, you know, where people just don't know what's funny about them, you know, or something. And I guess we just didn't, like, this is an example of us just not. Because I think, you know, we were trying to capture everything that we thought we liked, you know, trying to make it kind of painful, trying to get all these influences in, but like you said, it was just so controlled that what we actually did was stifle everything that was beautiful in us and creative in us and did everything else.
Midnight hour has arrived, and I think it's a good moment to end.
Yeah, definitely. I think we got our point across. Yeah.
History will now have a permanent archive of the explanation of the worst song ever. Which I'm sure, you know, as with all things in the universe, you know, change happens, and someone else will come up with something worse.
Oh, definitely. But, no, I have faith in humanity in that respect.
But we put it out there now so people know.
Yeah.
You know, people can do something. And, you know, and I hope, you know, kids out there and, you know, people out there who are getting into music hear this and know that, you know, you can do some pretty bad stuff and not be this bad.
Exactly. Exactly.
And so,
we definitely lowered the bar.
So go out there and, you know, make some bad music, hit some wrong notes, have fun, don't get too uptight.
Yeah, if anyone ever says anything, you know, negative or anything, just say, well, at least it's not dark as the night.
Which, by the way, is like the worst title ever, too.
How could that be? How could that be profound? That's like, where am I? It's like, okay, I'm going over there. I'm going over, you know, where I'm going to. The emphasis, of course, on to, on the preposition. That's at the end of the sentence. Yeah, so you got that. But yeah, no, it's like the title fits perfectly at dark. Yeah, can you make that profound? It's like, okay, yeah, it is dark. The night is dark.
Dark as the night, man.
Yeah, but then it's so pompous to say it, like, yeah, the night is dark.
Right.
Yeah, that would be like trite, or it would be a truism. It's like, okay, the night is dark. But right, the pomposity of changing it around to dark is the night. Who says that? You're right. I mean, for the time, that's what I meant, layers. It's layers of badness. And I don't think it goes up like, this is the genius of it too. It's not like it just multiplies. I mean, I think it's definitely exponential. Like the last layer exponentially destroys the other parts. It's like an equation. You start with the title and then as soon as you hear the first note, it's like, okay, well, that's to the power of, you know, two, and then...
Again, some aspiring music student might figure out all the things that make this song bad.
And just reverse them, and then they got some. Oh, this is self-deprecation at its best.
Oh. All right.
Okay, that's great.
Call tonight.
Yes.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that conversation between Dean and me and hearing our creation of the worst song ever. This was a little fit of nostalgia I ended up on, and I've got a wrong note track called Nostalgia to end this podcast that sort of, you know, puts it all to rest. But for a little update, I'm working on the new Error Man album, which will be the debut release from the Irreverence, due out in just a couple months. Keep an eye out for that. But here's a wrong note, Nostalgia.